This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Longtime personal friend of Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Kiselyov, who was appointed in 2013 to run state-run media for Putin, came out and asked the question that many Americans are asking. With Trump ahead in the polls, with Hillary floundering and clearly having a medical crisis, will the establishment, the corrupt globalists that have hijacked America, kill Donald Trump? Now, this is really important because the individual saying this is basically the mouth of Vladimir Putin. So this is Vladimir Putin telling the American people, the Russian people, and the people of the world about their concerns for Donald Trump. And I think these concerns are extremely valid. Here is the report.
Two important pieces of news regarding Donald Trump. Number one, he is ahead in polls by 2 points. Number two, Trump declared that if he is president, he aims to have, quote, very good relations with Russia. This combination of Trump's characteristics, his leadership in the presidential race, his ability to speak boldly, his intentions to turn over a new leaf regarding the Russian-American relations, all this puts Trump in a very dangerous situation. Now they can just simply kill him. The intelligence services of the United States are not interested in the type of president Trump vows to be, because the contrived enemy in the form of Russia justifies their existence. American elites are not interested in a President Trump, as the establishment world order provides them with reliable sources of lucrative business. Trump, on the other hand, who is ready to reach agreements, would bring about a different set of financial opportunities flowing in other directions. The American establishment is merciless. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Economic Policy under President Reagan, has published a guest column on his website back in March by a journalist, Stephen Lenman, who commented on what has become a very popular theme on social media websites. Quote, maybe an unfortunate plane crash, other fatal accident, or mysterious, incurable, fast-acting, deadly illness is planned. Will Trump be gone before Republicans choose their nominee in July, or perhaps before November? Election. This narrative hasn't stopped, but the current state of the presidential race for Hillary Clinton is such where she has used up all of her available ammunition against Trump. She has an empty holder. Yet there are still almost 2 months to go until the election. She has already accused Trump of being a Putin agent, that he hates Muslims, Mexicans, and blacks, and his wife Melania is unworthy of the title of the First Lady, and that Trump himself is simply unfit, and that he's even deranged, and that he understands nothing in the way of the U.S. strategy, nor international affairs. And that he's a misogynist. Meanwhile, Trump details his plan of building relations with Russia, goes to Mexico, visits a popular black church, defends his wife's honor in court, and sees to his popularity among women. And the result? The scars put on Trump have nearly closed up, but the holes inflicted on Clinton are needing emergency surgery. Her carelessness with handling classified material while Secretary of State, foreign policy that led to terrorist expansion, her avarice and the questionable reputation of foreign donors to the Clinton Foundation, the dirty tricks of the Democratic National Committee favoring one candidate over the other, and finally Hillary's failing health, whether it's her fainting episodes or the coughing fits. So what's the solution? Shoot Trump? The option isn't far-fetched. After all, the United States has boasted of more president shootings than any other country in the world.
Russia has state-run media. Here in the United States, we have global corporate-run media that literally has seized control of our nation. And just as Putin helped kick the oligarchs out of Russia, we're seeing the exact same thing begin to unfold here with Donald J. Trump leading a movement to kick the same oligarchs out of the United States. That's why they've tripled down, even in the Washington Post today, and are now claiming that Putin may be poisoning Hillary. Now, wait a minute. I thought that it was a conspiracy theory that she was even sick. But now the Russians are behind her illness. Ladies and gentlemen, we have foreigners already running our country. We already have globalists. And so they're trying to manipulate our nationalism against the Russians, hoping that we don't see the real threat internally that has hijacked our nation. I'm Alex Jones reporting for InfoWars.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Strange days. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and you were just hearing in the last hour Stefan Molyneux talking to Paul Joseph Watson. And of course, Stefan Molyneux is not an American, he's a Canadian. Everyone is concerned, and rightfully so, about the U.S. election, especially when we look at this CNN story saying that Russia and the U.S. are moving past the Cold War to an unpredictable confrontation. Now, as you heard with the special report from Margaret Howell, talking about how Russia is ordering the children of government workers abroad to be sent back home. They've had massive civil defense drills in Russia. They know what it's like to be attacked. They went through the massive attacks of the Nazis during World War II. So that's within their living memory. Americans don't take this very seriously, but the Russians do. And when you look at CNN coming out and saying that Russia and the U.S. are moving past Cold War, we didn't have a Cold War until we had Obama and Hillary. Hillary and Obama revived the Cold War. They began acting aggressively against Russia. Victoria Nuland talked about how they'd spent billions of dollars, also working with George Soros, to create the situation in Ukraine and in the Crimea. Then we have this situation in Syria. And now they're saying this is an unpredictable confrontation that is building up here. This is going beyond the surrogates that we have there. And, of course, who are our surrogates? Our surrogates are al-Nusra, al-Qaeda, and ISIS. Those are our surrogates. And we've seen this time and again. Now, out of Washington, CNN reports it's not a new Cold War. It's not even a deep chill. It's an outright conflict, they said. U.S.-Russia relations have deteriorated sharply under the people that they love so much, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Okay, they have destroyed Libya. They're destroying Syria. They've set the Middle East on fire. They've given us a new Cold War, and they're going beyond the Cold War. This is a hot war. It is being fought with surrogates. It's also, as we're going to see here, being fought with U.S. troops and Russian troops now getting involved. And the surrogates are there as a beard, but that beard is being removed, folks. They say this is deteriorating sharply amid a barrage of accusations, disagreements, raising the stakes on issues ranging from the country's competing military operations in Syria, disputes over Eastern European independence, and escalating cyber breaches. All three of those things are inventions of the U.S. government. Okay, the military operations in Syria, invention of the U.S. government. The situation that they created in Eastern Europe with Ukraine and Crimea, an invention of the U.S. State Department and the Obama administration, Hillary's State Department. And then this whole thing about cyber breaches that they're now increasingly linking to political and economic sanctions and military strikes in retaliation for imagined cyber breaches. This is the perfect false flag. A situation where they can assert that something has happened that we can't even verify, perhaps a serious cyber breach has occurred, they can tell us. And then they can tell us they have determined that it's the Russians, and so therefore a strike is justified. And Obama even doubled down yesterday, linking this to the false claims that it's Russia that is interfering in our election. Now, the director of the Kenan Institute at the Wilson Center on U.S.-Russia confrontations is quoted by CNN as saying this is a conflict, there should be no doubt. They go on to say that Moscow has steadfastly denied that it is meddling in the U.S. presidential election. In an interview this week with CNN's Christian Amanpour, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said it was a baseless accusation. He said it's flattering, of course, to get this kind of attention for a regional power, as President Obama called us some time ago. We have not seen a single fact, a single proof. As a matter of fact, what we see now, as we see the Office of the Director of National Security and Department of Homeland Security coming out, they say, well, we know it's the Russians because it's their motivation. They have an MO to do this, we believe. Well, why would the Russians dislike, why would the Russians dislike America so much? Well, it's because of what I just said. We have manufactured chaos. We have manufactured conflict. Again, Eastern Europe, Syria, and now they come back and manufacture a conflict with this cyber issues. You know, it's interesting. I had just today a guy that follows me on Twitter, and I follow him, come back, and he's a white hat hacker. In other words, he's a consultant to people on how to prevent hacking. So they essentially try to find vulnerabilities in systems. And then once they find it, they advise the people who have hired them how to protect against those vulnerabilities. That's called white hat hacking, as opposed to black hat hacking, where people do it surreptitiously for their own personal benefit to do harm to other people. Well, he had a tweet back in April, and he said, in this tweet back in April, he said, "Hackapack chatter on back channels for a month now. There will be a huge dump soon." And he retweeted that today and said, it's not the Russians. Notice that I put this out months before even the DNC hacks came out. We've had William Binney, former technical head of the NSA, saying he doesn't believe it's the Russians. He believes that it's people in the NSA who are concerned about what Hillary Clinton has done to endanger the lives of people with her security breaches. And so there's a lot of people that don't believe that it's the Russians. I don't believe it's the Russians. We don't have any proof, and yet they are escalating this to the point of conflict. This is a very serious situation. We should take this very seriously. We should understand that if we have Hillary Clinton continue this policy of chaos, destruction, and perpetual war for the benefit of her bankers, and these are the people who always benefit from war, folks, a rich man's war, poor man's fight. That's what they said during the Civil War. It's always true. It's how the Rothschilds make their money. and is how the rest of us die and get poor and see our countries destroyed. Now, they're trying to do this in multiple ways. It's not just the confrontation with Russia, but then, of course, Hillary Clinton, knowing 3 years ago when she talked to a Jewish group, we see now from the email, she said, hey, the situation that's going on in Syria right now, we got all these refugees that are being created. It's a real issue for Jordan because they want to help the refugees. They want to let some of these refugees into their country. And, of course, it's contiguous to Syria. It isn't like we're flying them in like Obama and Hillary Clinton are trying to do now to America, to Europe. But they were flooding over the borders. And she said, how can you tell who are the legitimate refugees and who are jihadis? You can't vet them. Hillary Clinton said that. You can't vet them 3 years ago. But when Donald Trump says it, when Donald Trump says, hey, we've got to stop this flow of refugees and migrants in until we can figure out who these people are, he's a racist. He's a xenophobe. He's an Islamophobe. Okay, he wants to stop all Muslim immigration. Now, she said the same thing. And any rational person understands that there is absolutely no way that you can vet these people, that you know who they are. Now, today we've also seen Russia coming out and making a statement about what's going on in Mosul. And of course, Mosul, if for Gary Johnson and other people who like him, Mosul is in Iraq. Okay, Aleppo is in Syria. Now, in Mosul, it is a stronghold of ISIS, and we have had a buildup going on with the Iraqi forces, and of course with American forces as well. They have now on at least two occasions added another 500 troops to the area and a buildup for Mosul. And this has been going on for a very long time, telegraphing what they're going to do. If they were serious about taking out ISIS in Mosul, they would do it, wouldn't they? They would do it surreptitiously and as quickly as possible. But instead, they telegraph their intentions for a very long time. And then they come out and they say, even though we've got this massive troop buildup, we're not really going to use it. We don't really have American boots on the ground. Remember Hillary Clinton said that? She said, we're not going to have any more American boots on the ground in Iraq now or ever. And yet it's going on and there's a buildup that is happening right now for a massive battle, they say. Yet Moscow is saying this is simply a phony show, which it certainly looks like. The U.S. is plotting to allow 9,000 ISIS fighters to escape the terror capital of Mosul, claims Moscow. They claim that the U.S. will let ISIS retreat from Mosul in safety in a secret deal with Saudi Arabia. Now, what have we seen from some of these leaked emails in the last couple of days? We have seen confirmation that Saudi Arabia and Qatar are giving aid to ISIS. They're arming ISIS. And, of course, there are surrogates. The arms flow from us to Saudis, and then the Saudis give it to ISIS. Saudis are our partners throughout the Middle East, the most brutal regime. And, again, in that same meeting 3 years ago where Hillary Clinton was talking about how we couldn't vet the people coming out of Syria, we couldn't distinguish the refugees from the legitimate refugees from the jihadis, at the same time she said, it's interesting that the most extreme ideology in the Middle East is coming out of Saudi Arabia and has so for the last 30 years. And she was saying that to a group of Jewish people. And yet that is the government that we work the most closely with and have since we created the petrodollar. You have to understand, they essentially back our fiat currency that is generated by the Federal Reserve. Once Nixon and Kissinger took us off the gold standard, we backed it with oil, with Saudi Arabia, with OPEC. Okay, they decided, they agreed that they would denominate oil sales in dollars, that they would take massive T-bills in exchange, that they would support our fiat currency. And so we have been linked at the hip with them ever since, not only economically, but also militarily throughout the region. So when Saudi Arabia is arming ISIS, and we know this from the Hillary Clinton emails, it's not a stretch to say that they are doing a secret deal to let ISIS out to go into Syria, to go into Iran. Because understand that Saudis hate these other Arab states as much as they do Israel. See, they're different. They have Sunnis, Shias, and Wahhabis, different sects of Islam. And they hate each other virulently. And they try to take each other's governments down, okay, theocracies throughout the region. Anyway, they say thousands of ISIS fighters are to be given safe passage out of Iraq to fight in Syria, claim Russian military leaders. Nearly 1,000 U.S. and British troops have been sent to retake Mosul, says the British paper. The largest city under ISIS control, the RAF and the U.S. Air Force, are on standby to support any ground attacks with major airstrikes. And yet, Hillary says it isn't happening. They can't keep their lies straight. Either we have people there that are fighting, or we don't, or we're going to let ISIS out and go to Syria to fight. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America, own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America, own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America, own it today on DVD and digital HD.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about Project Veritas. They're doing such a great job that they got blocked on Twitter for 12 hours. That's how you know you're really getting to them, is when you get blocked, literally blocked. That's the way they respond. They don't try to argue with you. They just censor you. And so they got blocked from Twitter. We're going to talk to you about what that's about, as well as some of the amazing revelations that they've had in the last couple of days. Before we do, real quickly, we have Knockout Sleep Support at 25% off. This is a flash sale at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, you know, when you look at your lifespan, when you've got small children, have you ever noticed how small children can sleep through anything? I mean, noises, whatever, you pick them up, they fall asleep, you pick them up, you carry them to bed, they never wake up. Well, that's because of the way their body produces melatonin, and that melatonin drops off as you get older. And it continues to drop off. And so you don't sleep too soundly once you start getting into your 20s or 30s or whatever. You're not sleeping like a baby anymore. That's what the phrase comes from. And by the time you start getting older, I had a 70-year-old friend of mine send me an email talking about how he could not believe what Knockout Sleep did for him. And, of course, the other thing that you also notice is that I've used melatonin when I travel to get rid of jet lag, to essentially reset my clock. So the body naturally produces melatonin, but that drops off with age. You can also use that to reset your clock. You know, sometimes as one of these people, you can look at a lot of reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Here's one of them, but very best sleep aid I've ever tried. He said, I often drink too much coffee and I have difficulty getting to sleep. So that's the same problem I have. And so sometimes when I do that, or I'm working late at night, and I'm drinking coffee late at night here at the studio, I can't fall asleep. So I take Knockout, and that resets my clock, the same as if I was traveling. He says, I also sometimes need to go to bed late, wake up early. The stuff really helps me fall asleep fast and to get the most out of my rest period. One of my favorite benefits of this product is the increased and vivid dreams. Extraordinary product. Well, I don't know that I've necessarily had vivid dreams, but I tell you what, it gives me a very restful sleep. And again, you can get that 25% off in a flash sale at InfoWarsLife.com. So what did Project Veritas do that got the system so upset that they got blocked off of Twitter for 12 hours? And they've got the insert here that you can see where it got sent out with a Project Veritas put the article. They took a screenshot of how they got blocked from Twitter. Well, in the last couple of days, we've had nearly, I guess it's been 2 or 3 days this whole week, we've had almost daily revelations coming out of Project Veritas. First, we had the situation in Manhattan. We saw the election official on an open mic talking about how massive the voter fraud was there. He said, they're giving people phony IDs. We can't by law even check IDs. It's ridiculous, he said. And this is a guy who's the election official. This is the person talking to him, says, well, why don't you do something about it? And he goes, I can't. I don't write the laws. There's nothing I can do about it. I have to follow the laws. I see the fraud, but I can't do anything about it, he said. Then they went, I think it was to Virginia, and they talked to somebody, a couple of people, and they got them on mic talking about how it was okay if they wanted to just rip up voter registrations of people if they're registering Republican. Yeah, that's right. Just rip up the registration and don't turn it in. Yeah, that's okay. You can do that. So Project Veritas got that. Now, the newest thing that they got was they went to a fundraiser for Russ Feingold. Now, he's a former Democrat senator from Wisconsin. He's running an attempt to win back his old Senate seat. He was at a fundraiser, and he said that Hillary Clinton might issue executive orders on gun control. The video was captured by Project Veritas. It was a $2,700 per head fundraiser held in California, okay, trying to get gun control enacted by executive order. He says if there's still Republican control in Congress, and if Hillary is elected, is there anything she can do? Asked the person. And Feingold says, well, there's executive orders. See, it doesn't matter what the Constitution says. It doesn't matter what the laws say. It also doesn't matter. One of the things that Hillary has talked about is that she's not only going to, by executive order, do background checks and other things like that. I understand that's going to be the no-fly list applied to making it a no-buy list. But also to sue gun manufacturers. This is something that is dear to the heart of the authoritarians in the Democrat Party, even though it is a violation of the purpose of lawsuits. These people have done absolutely nothing wrong. They've made guns. Guns can be used to protect people. They can be used to defend people, or they can be used to commit crimes. And you can say that of anything that is manufactured. The Second Amendment protects it. And then as the Democrats said, we're going to shut them down with continual lawsuits, Congress enacted a law and said, no, you're not going to be able to sue them unless they did something that was negligent, unless they did something that was criminal. That is a basic principle of our law, of our legal system. And yet, you see, throughout the Democrat campaign, Hillary demanding that that happen, and now she's saying she's going to do it by executive order. You show that, you get your Twitter account shut down. Stay back. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about how the RNC spent $0 to help
We're
Trump.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am David Knight. You know, there was an amazing article that I saw on Politico. This headline just stunned me. The Republican National Committee, TV ad spending for Donald Trump, $0. Not a single cent. You want to talk about somebody being an outsider? You want to talk about somebody that is hated by the establishment of both mainstream parties that have manipulated this system for so long? The phony GOP rhinos, run by Paul Ryano himself, promising that they're going to shut down Obamacare. They never were going to shut down Obamacare. Look, going back 4 years ago to the election, Mitt Romney you were going to get Obamacare, whether it was Obama or whether it was Romneycare. I mean, Romney had exactly the same system that he had put together with the Democrats, with Ted Kennedy, as governor of Massachusetts. They were going to turn over our insurance to their crony capitalist friends in the insurance business, and they were going to hold a gun to our head with the IRS and force us to buy it at an inflated price, regardless of whether it was Republicans or Democrats. And then they come back 2 years later and say, vote for Republicans so we can get rid of Obamacare. That's how phony it is. And it's phony on the borders. It's phony on all these different issues. And this is the true phoniness of this. This is shows you how Donald Trump is the outsider that both the Republicans and the Democrats want to take down. And we saw this Friday with that release of that tape coming from one of the Bush family members putting that out to save Hillary's bacon when all of these WikiLeaks documents started coming out. But take a look at this from Politico. They point out the Republican National Committee insists that it's doing everything in its power to elect Donald Trump. And, you know, we keep having every time they put out their dirt on Hillary Clinton, the Republicans and the Democrats dump dirt on Donald Trump. Whenever they do that, you've always got all these Republicans going, well, that's it. Now I can't support Donald Trump. You never supported Donald Trump. Lindsey Graham, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, you guys never supported him. You've got the same agenda as the Democrats. Anyway, but as Trump gets clobbered, they say, on the TV airwaves by his well-funded Democrat rival, the RNC has been conspicuously absent. A Politico analysis of campaign finance records reveals that the committee has not spent anything, on commercials boosting Trump since he emerged as the party's likely nominee. Okay? So much for all this hand-wringing from these Republicans. Oh, gee, I really wanted it, but now I can't support him anymore, right? In 2008, 2012, the RNC spent tens of millions of dollars on so-called independent expenditures, principally TV ads, but also direct mail and phone banks supporting its nominees or attacking their Democrat rivals. Here's an example, okay? And this is a former RNC political director says the Democrats have an unprecedented lopsided advertising advantage in this race like we have never seen before, and it is having serious and negative effects. And he goes on to say it is a terrible mistake, whether you believe that Trump can win or not. He says it's a terrible mistake for the RNC to set this out to spend $0 for Donald Trump. He says it's a terrible mistake not to have $50 million of advertising from the Republican Party exposing Hillary Clinton and keeping her numbers down. Now, what did they do in 2008 with John McCain running against Obama? Well, they spent $53.5 million supporting John McCain against Barack Obama. In 2012, the RNC spent $42.4 million helping Mitt Romney against President Obama. Okay, and 80% of that spending happened before mid-October, before now. And, of course, they have spent $0 in this cycle. All they have spent in this entire election cycle was $321,000. Not $50 million, but one-third of a million. And they did that attacking Hillary Clinton before Trump emerged as the leader of the GOP PAC. So once they saw that an outsider and an outsider movement was taking over their phony opposition party, they cut off all spending. They had spent one-third of a million attacking Hillary, and then they cut it off completely when it looked like it was going to be Donald Trump. And they spent $50 million on the previous two elections, but not a cent for Donald Trump. You want to talk about all these people that say, oh, I can't vote for a Republican, people like Jesse Ventura. I understand Jesse Ventura is in Mexico. He's not really keeping up with American politics. He thinks he's got an outsider with Gary Johnson. He's the ultimate insider. Okay, he and Governor Wells. And then he's got a true outsider who's taken over the party. And here's another example of this is how it's not only Donald Trump, but it's the movement that is taking over the party. Look at the story out of Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh, CBS affiliate. Nearly 100,000 Pennsylvania voters switched from Democrat to Republican. 100,000 switched from Democrat to Republican. So they understand the situation that's going on. They understand how they've been betrayed by the Democrat Party. These are workers who used to have factories and mines that they worked in, and these have been shut down by the Democrats that decide that they're going to reorder the economy to suit their globalist multinational corporate bosses and to suit their other agendas, okay? And think about this as a metric, We're constantly seeing all of these phony polls, and I say that they are phony. You got to understand that these political pollsters are nothing but court jesters for the political establishment. They're clowns telling you whatever the political establishment wants you to hear. They're nothing but court jesters. When they say they've got a poll with a mean error of 4 points, plus or minus 4 points, okay? And then they're 10 points apart from each other. It's like, that doesn't add up, right? Doesn't add up. And you can look at their assumptions, whether it is skewing it towards 15% more Democrats than Republicans, which is not the way the voter registration is set up, or whether they're even looking at something like likely voters. That doesn't apply in this election, because we've got a lot of people who have never voted in their life before or haven't voted for decades that are now seeing that there is a real difference. You heard Stefan Molyneux in the last hour talking to Paul Joseph Watson, and he said, I've advised people not even to pay any attention to politics. Just get out of it. It's not worth it. But he said, this time we have a difference. This time we have somebody who is outside. This time we have somebody who will fight the globalist consolidation, who will fight the governance by corporations, who will call it for what it is. Speak out plainly about what is going on and tell the truth about the global consolidation that is going on. Rule by corporations. That's what Donald Trump said. And, of course, he was merely repeating what Hillary Clinton had told her banker friends in one of her expensive speeches that she was giving, saying, you know, hey, we're going to have hemispheric common market. We're going to have open borders. We're going to have open trade, all of that. North American Union, open borders, and saying this is the North American Union that she's talking about. The thing that they keep telling us doesn't exist, and yet we see it in her emails. And then also talking about a green, sustainable economy, reorganizing the entire world economy based on this myth of climate change, man-made climate change, doing that so that they can create a global imperative for world government and fund it with a global carbon tax. But let's take a look at this Pennsylvania situation. 100,000 Pennsylvanian voters switched from Democrat to Republican. This is a much better metric than any of these phony polls that they're giving you. They say, what's more, the Pennsylvania Republican Party says that more than 240,000 new voters have joined the party since last November. 240,000. 100,000 of those switching from Democrat to Republican. And yet we're told by the mainstream media, Donald Trump doesn't have a chance in Pennsylvania. He doesn't have a chance, they say. Say nearly twice the number of newly registered Republicans compared to both 2008 and 2012 numbers combined. And yet the RNC will not spend a penny to help Donald Trump because they don't want their party taken over by outsiders. They don't want a party that is going to put America first. They want a party that is going to put globalism first. That's what they have been working on with the Democrats. Now, the good news that we see from the Rasmussen poll, and again, it's another poll, okay, and you can take it with a grain of salt. Nevertheless, they say the full results from Sunday night's debate are in, and Rasmussen says that Donald Trump has now taken the lead back. They say the latest poll shows Trump with 43% and Hillary Clinton with 41%. They say yesterday Clinton still held a 4-point lead, 43% to 39 over Trump, and that was down from 5 points on Tuesday, her biggest lead ever of 7 points on Monday. So they dump all this dirt with the help of the Bush family on Friday. On Monday, they do their polls on a day-to-day basis during the week. So they dump all the dirt on Friday. They do the poll on Monday, 7 points ahead for Hillary. The next day, she's 5 points ahead. The next day, she's 4 points ahead. Today, Trump is 2 points ahead. You see that? See the trend? You see a trend? Whether it's true or not, and of course, they're looking at likely voters. And again, I think that even underrepresents Donald Trump's position there. Now, as he was campaigning yesterday in Florida, another battleground state, he was in Lakeland, Florida, and in Ocala, Florida. And he was telling people, we've got to jail Hillary. Hillary for prison. And he needs to be talking about that. We all need to get Hillary, if not in jail, we need to make sure she's not in the White House. But I'd like to see her in the big house. He said, after getting the subpoena to give over her emails and lots of other things, she deleted the emails. And, of course, she destroyed the server. She destroyed the devices, the multiple devices that she had, even though she lied and said she had single devices. He said she has to go to jail. And they say there were rousing cheers. Based on her crimes, she should not be allowed to run for president. It's time for a new direction, he said, to chants of lock her up from the crowd. Then he goes to Ocala and he says this: "Whether I win, lose, or draw, I'm ashamed of what's happened to our country, and so are you." You know what? So are the FBI and the Department of Justice employees. They're ashamed of what's happened to our country as well. Look at this article here from Fox News. The FBI and the Department of Justice are roiled by the Comey Lynch decision to let Clinton slide on the emails, says an insider. Now, this is one person, they say, closely involved in the years-long probe that told Fox News that career agents and attorneys on the case unanimously believed the Democrat presidential nominee should have been charged. The source who spoke to Fox News on the condition of anonymity said that FBI Director James Comey's dramatic July 5th announcement that he would not recommend to the Attorney General's office that the former Secretary of State be charged left members of the investigative team dismayed and disgusted. Dismayed and disgusted. More than 100 FBI agents and analysts worked around the clock with six attorneys from the Department of Justice National Security Division, counter-espionage section, to investigate the case. And the source whose identity and role in the case has been verified by Fox News, they say, said no trial-level attorney agreed, no agent working the case agreed with the decision not to prosecute. It was a top-down decision. They say a high-ranking FBI official told Fox News that while it might not have been a unanimous decision, it was unanimous that we all wanted her security clearance yanked. And that's what they did to the former CIA director under Bill Clinton. He had to give him a pardon to keep him from going to jail because he had a couple of documents were found on his laptop. Not the kind of massive abuse, calculated, premeditated abuse that we saw with Hillary Clinton. A couple of documents that were on his laptop. The CIA director at the time was facing jail time over it. Anyone other than the Clintons would be in jail now, not running for president of the United States. What a travesty this is. And the FBI and Department of Justice agents know this. These people worked on this for years, and they've seen their work flushed down the toilet by a friend of Hillary Clinton. And you have to understand, that's precisely what James Comey is. James Comey is a Clinton crony. Crony Comey. Tongue twister, but we can say that. That's definitely true. They go on to say, it's safe to say the vast majority felt that she should be prosecuted, said the senior FBI official to Fox News. We were floored while listening to the FBI briefing because Comey laid it all out. And then he said, but we're doing nothing, which made no sense to us. You know what? It didn't make any sense to me either. I can only imagine what these people felt because they knew even more than I did. And I was sitting there watching this on the 4th of July weekend with my wife. And I'm listening to this, and I said, he's going to indict her. I never thought somebody that was that closely tied to Hillary Clinton would indict her, but he's admitting that she's committed massive felony violations. And then he says, but we're not going to do anything. We're not going to do anything. But don't you try this at home, he said. Because if anybody else thinks that they're going to get away with this, they're not going to get away with this. And they've now seen that other people, for very innocuous things, one guy, he took some photographs inside a submarine, and he took them as souvenirs for his kids. And he said, yeah, I kind of knew that was wrong. And you know what? That was something that would have been the lowest level of classification, confidential. But he's in big trouble, and the Hillary defense doesn't work for him. Because, you know, here's the deal. We talk about Comey being a Hillary crony. So is Loretta Lynch. You understand, the two of them let off Sandy Berger for doing the exact same thing that Hillary Clinton is doing, but in a smaller scale, in a physical manner. So here she's doing this stuff on an email server, on her network of private servers, her network of devices. And if you remember, going back to the investigation into 9/11, they wanted to know what the Clinton administration knew about Islamic terrorists leading up to 9/11. And so they wanted to get some information. So Sandy Berger, who had been with the administration on security issues, goes to the National Security Archives. He takes out a bunch of documents, and the people at the National Security Archives have his poster up. He is a poster child for how not to do this. Do not give individuals special privileges, they say. We made a mistake, they all say. We let him get away with it because he was Sandy Berger. So they let him take out documents. They let him say, well, I've got to go to the bathroom and take these documents with me. Don't come with it. They saw him stuffing these things into his clothes, into his pants. He admitted that he destroyed these documents so that he could cover for anything that might have incriminated the Clinton administration. And then he walked. How did he walk? The people who were in charge of looking at Sandy Berger were the same people who just gave Hillary Clinton a pass for destroying evidence, obstructing justice, committing felonies. It was James Comey and Loretta Lynch. They were the ones in charge of the non-prosecution of Sandy Berger. And, of course, they were part of a law firm. They were partners in a law firm that used to do the Clintons' taxes. And you remember HSBC, the bank that's been convicted multiple times, or, you know, convicted, but nothing's happened to them, of course. Convicted multiple times of money laundering for drug cartels, for terrorist organizations. The Sinaloa drug cartel even had their own private checkout window at HSBC. Multiple times they've been convicted, but nothing happens to them. They're too big to jail. It was Loretta Lynch that let them go. And it was James Comey who was on the board of that money laundering bank. And now they sat there in Washington covering for Hillary Clinton, flushing it down the toilet. And it doesn't make any difference. And all these hundreds of FBI agents who look at all this stuff, they understand it, and they know that it's a top-down decision to let her walk. Now, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the other videos that are coming out in terms of the latest accusations. And, you know, when we have this woman who comes out and says, you know, 35 years ago, I was on a public plane with Donald Trump, and he was just all over me like an octopus. Nobody saw it. She didn't tell anybody for 35 years, but she's on a public plane and nobody saw this. But he was on her like an octopus. Maybe we should call her Octopussy. I don't know. We'll look at the Octopussy investigation when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about the new allegations that have surfaced, but we're also going to talk about the new emails that have surfaced. We've now had 6 revelations, unless there's been some more since I got on the air. I mean, they're coming very quickly out of WikiLeaks right now. And it is difficult for the media to even keep up with the volume of stuff that is coming out here. But a lot of amazing things are coming out. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you that we have a flash sale on Knockout Sleep Support. It's 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. As I pointed out, it's a great way to reset your clock if you're traveling and got jet lag. It's a great way to reset your clock if you've been drinking coffee late at night, or if you're just getting older and the natural production of melatonin is dropping down. It has melatonin in it, but it's got so many other natural ingredients like valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan. That's the chemical that's in turkey, naturally, that makes you sleepy after you have your Thanksgiving meals. Right now, you can get that at 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com for a very limited time. It's a flash sale going on there. Now, as we see, as I point out, you know, the phoniness of and the desperation. We've got the New York Times out there, as well as the Washington Post, bragging about how they've got an army of reporters going out to try to dig up dirt on Donald Trump. And, you know, quite frankly, I think they're willing to make up anything that they can't find. So now we've got this lady who says she was next to Donald Trump on an airplane, a public airplane. And he started touching her inappropriately, and it got carried away. She said, oh, I wouldn't have minded so much if it was up top. And it's like, what? What? How is that consistent with any of this? But then he started going down low. Yet nobody on the airplane saw it. The stewardesses didn't see it. The passengers around there didn't see it. She didn't say anything to anybody for 35 years. But then she waits until just before the presidential election and comes out with the New York Times, the people who have devoted themselves to taking down Donald Trump, the people that we see through the emails have declared their undying love and devotion to Hillary Clinton, who have coordinated with Hillary Clinton, as we see these people who are sending her the exact questions that are going to be given on town halls, coordinating with her in the background. It's just absolutely amazing. And so now we have this woman who says she's grabbing him like an octopus. I said, well, we need to call this the octopusy exposition here. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's a cartoon character assassination is what it truly is. But I want to take a look at some of the other stuff that's been released, because that's what they don't want you to see. They don't want you to see what WikiLeaks is putting out. And here's a story from Washington Times saying, long before Hillary Clinton called Americans a basket of deplorables, and she said, you know, half of Donald Trump's supporters, no, I take that back. That was too conservative. And then all of her supporters in the media said, no, it's all of them. They're all deplorables. Her top campaign advisors, her liberal allies, all these people who are saying that Juanita Broderick is disgusting. Oh, by the way, let's play that video. We got Juanita Broderick talking about these rape protesters, because we just had somebody get beat up in Las Vegas by some thugs wearing union T-shirts there at a rally, saying that Bill Clinton is a rapist. Let's play that video clip of Juanita Broderick.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that
we need.
Well, I hope that no one gets hurt during this, but I hope it encourages people to say, why are they saying this? What does Bill Clinton have to do with rape? And then hopefully they'll research and find out.
Yeah, but maybe we have had somebody that got hurt in the Vegas rally, as I point out. But let's take a look at these revelations coming out of WikiLeaks. You know, when I look at this, I'm reminded of Mark Twain's that a pen warmed up in hell. You know, Hillary is not only spiteful, but she's a hateful bigot. They went after openly mocked Catholics, Southerners, a host of other groups, including Hispanics, okay? They talked about Bernie Sanders supporters as being self-righteous whiners. We're going to talk more about this right after the break. Fourth hour, Rob Dew is going to be with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.